This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, we're glad to bring on Stephen Petranek. He's the author of a great book called How We'll Live on Mars, and it's been made into a National Geographic TV special, and you may want to catch it on the Nat Geo channel. So in this hour, we're going to be talking about the Nat Geo series, How We'll Live on Mars. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Be sure to leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on almost 100 radio stations which carry Science Fantastic. And also, check out my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Facebook, we have all over 3 million fans on Facebook. On Twitter, we have 650,000 people on Twitter. And on my website, you can see the 4 New York Times bestsellers that I've written. The last one is called The Future of Humanity, talking about humanity in outer space as we go back to the moon, then Mars, perhaps even Titan, and then maybe even the stars. And speaking about outer space, once again, our special guest in this hour is Stephen Petranek. He's the editor of Breakthrough Technology Alert. And we should also point out that he was a senior editor for Science for Life magazine. He was also an editor of Discover magazine and Washington Post magazine. And he also worked for Time magazine as well. And he's the author of the book, How We'll Live on Mars, which was made into a TV series by the Nat Geo channel. So, Stephen, glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Michio.
Okay, first question for you is, how did you get interested in Mars, and why did you write the book, How We'll Live on Mars?
Well, originally it was a project that was conceived by Chris Anderson, who's the curator and owner of the TED conferences, and Elon Musk had been a speaker at TED a couple of times, and I had been a speaker at the main TED stage a couple of times, and we both shared a natural interest in Mars, and I had come up with questions for Elon when he was on the stage that Chris could ask him. And Chris wanted to start a hardback book division for the TED conferences, and he made a deal with Simon & Schuster to publish about 10 books a year. And the idea was that they would be something you could read in one afternoon that would go into much more depth than a typical TED Talk. And Chris had asked me to do a TED Talk on Mars and the possibility of going to Mars, which I did, and that kind of turned into the book. And then the book was optioned by Radical Media, which, working with Imagine Productions, which is Ron Howard and Brian Glazer, created a six-hour series for National Geographic that first ran in 2016, and that was about a group of people who went to Mars and colonized Mars in 2033, and now the second season is about to show in early November, on November 9th. It will begin in 6 one-hour programs, and we've moved ahead in the second series about 5 years on Mars, when instead of having a bunch of early astronauts, maybe six or seven early astronauts. We have a growing small metropolis of about 100 people, or even more than that.
Okay, now this is, of course, television with a little bit of Hollywood thrown in. And it means you have to have a plot line because you have a docudrama. On one hand, you have a dramatization of astronauts going to Mars. And then you also have talking heads talking about the science of a mission to Mars. And so let's talk about, first of all, the astronauts and the actors. There's a plot there. Do they have a conflict on Mars? Do they meet Martians? Or what is the plot line among the astronauts who are in the Nat Geo series?
Well, the first thing I should say is that everything we do, this is a hybrid production between both the fictionalized narrative and, as you say, talking heads or documentary. So we share time, we tell a story, with actors and fantastic graphics from Framestore, which is the people who did our computer graphics. The people who did Gravity do all our computer graphics. So it looks incredibly realistic. Plus, we built millions of dollars worth of sets, full size, for the actors to act in on Mars. But this, everything that we show in the fictional part of the programming is based on known science and known facts. It is not conjecture, other than perhaps what the habitats might look like, but it's based on actual known information about what we know about the space program and our abilities to live and act on Mars. But in the first season, we have six astronauts who run into all kinds of problems as they set up a base camp on Mars. But in the second season, we introduced into the plot line the first commercialization of Mars. So we have a large group of scientists who are researching Mars and who have found an early life form on Mars. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a group of miners show up on Mars, which is a purely commercial adventure. And what they're mining for is water, because water is the most essential ingredient of life wherever we go in the universe, at least as far as we know about life. And they're looking for water, and they're mining for water, and they're doing it independently of the scientists at their base, and the miners have built their own base on Mars. And there are conflicts and tensions that arise between the two groups. And also, as would probably be true in any Martian experience, they find that in the end, that by cooperating with each other, their survival is assured. And if they don't cooperate with each other, their survival is questionable.
Okay, well, of course, this is commercial television we're talking about. So is there a love plot? Do we have entanglements of astronauts as they argue with each other and compete with each other and become rivals? What happens to the dynamics among the astronauts?
Yeah, we have all of the above. We have a beautiful romantic entanglement, and the obvious result of most human interactions in such situations, which is a pregnancy. And that becomes kind of a focal point in several of the episodes. We have all kinds of power arguments back and forth. The miners need resources that the scientists have. And in the end, the scientists need some of the resources the miners have, and they learn how to get along, even though they don't necessarily want to get along from the beginning. There's an argument now on Earth among many astrobiologists who would like Mars not to be colonized,
Okay, Stephen, we have to take another short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue discussion of the Nat Geo series about Mars based on your book, How We'll Live on Mars. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. After the break, we're going to continue discussion of life on the red planet. And give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Stephen Petranek. He was a senior editor for science at Life Magazine, also the editor at the Washington Post Magazine, editor of Discover Magazine, and currently editor of Breakthrough Technology Alert. And we're talking about his book, which has been made into a TV series, How We'll Live on Mars. Catch it on the National Geographic Channel. It's a little bit different from the usual science show because it mixes professional actors playing astronauts going to Mars with talking heads, myself included, who appear on the Nat Geo program. So before we continue, Stephen, let me ask you a personal question. You've been a senior editor at Life and Washington Post and Time. What got you into science writing? What got you into that?
I was a science nerd from a kid, from a very early age. I built a darkroom when I was 6 years old, and I was developing my own film I tried to build, I became fascinated with rocketry as a child, and for a number of years I built a lot of model rockets using kind of the normal Estes kind of rocket stuff, and then I decided that I wanted to build a serious rocket, and I wanted it to be solid fuel. And I decided on a composition for the fuel that involved Kraft caramels, which I melted in a pot, which provided sugar, which provided enough oxygen as the oxidizer. And I used potassium nitrate as most of the fuel. But I was never able to get the formula right. I blew off all the hair on my head once, and had burns all over my
wow.
head when it blew up once on the stove while I was concocting it. But I kept making this fuel, and I could never quite get it right. And then I had a friend, an adult friend, who knew Wernher von Braun, and I got him to ask Wernher von Braun what I was doing wrong. And the answer that came back was that I was mixing my chemicals by volume instead of by weight. And when I mixed them by weight, I developed the most amazing solid rocket engine that and sent a number of rockets heavens knows where, but because I never found them. They went very high
it was
and
that
went
far.
Very fast. And, and the fuel actually worked. But I developed a very serious interest in rocketry and science as a kid. And, I built flying model airplanes and stuff like that. And then when I was 14, I began, because I wanted to be up there on the rocket or in the airplanes, I started taking glider lessons. You can actually get a glider's license at 14, but I wasn't successful at getting that. But when I was 16, I got a powered private pilot's license and have been a pilot ever since. So if it's in space, if it's in the air, I'm interested in it.
Amazing. And then how did you get interested in becoming an editor at Life magazine, at the Washington Post, at Time magazine?
It was entirely by accident. I started out, when I was an undergraduate, I started out as a math major and finally hit a wall in math that made me feel like that wasn't going to be a lot of fun, and transferred to be a chemistry major, and then I was a physics major. And I just kept piling up all these credits and all these years as an undergraduate and kind of spinning my wheels and going nowhere. And, I had a friend on the college daily, newspaper on campus, a woman that I was dating, and she got me working on the paper. And then, I ended up actually becoming the editor in chief of the daily newspaper on my campus. And went off to graduate school in communications. So that's how I got dragged into journalism quite accidentally.
Okay, well, you have the best of both worlds. On one hand, you have the hard science, and on the other hand, you have the ability to explain that hard science to the general public. Well, let's get right back to your book, How We'll Live on Mars. First of all, there have been other shows about Mars, and some of them make you cringe when you watch them, looking for all the mistakes they made. However, there was the movie The Martian, starring Matt Damon. Have you seen that movie, and what are your thoughts about some of the perils that he faced when he tried to live on Mars?
Well, I, of course, I've seen the movie. I know Andy Weir, the author of The Martian, quite well. And we frequently end up on the same panel someplace. And when The Martian first came out, Andy was very defensive about some of the scientific accuracy of the movie. For example, you know, you have the opening scene where Matt Damon gets punctured by a radio mass that is flying through the air, and Andy has finally come around to a point where he does not try to defend some of these things anymore. If the Martian winds were blowing at 300 miles an hour, because the density of the atmosphere on Mars is only 1/100th of Earth's, it would be more like a 3-mile-an-hour wind blowing against you, and it would not be pushing around any radio mass, and certainly not puncturing space with them. So, you know, there are a lot of things, or quite a few things in the Martian that don't hold up scientifically, but I will say this. I gave a TED talk in 2015 on going to Mars, and a lot of that was based on conversations I'd had with Elon Musk, who in the early stages participated quite a bit in my book. And then kind of, originally Elon and I were going to do the book together, for the TED conference. And Elon had to drop out because he was just too busy with Tesla and SpaceX. But I did get to speak with him, and I was really inspired by his plans to get humans to Mars, and really convinced that would happen. And so when I gave this TED talk in 2015, there were a number of people in the audience who just simply didn't believe it. They thought, really, humans on Mars within a decade? It's just not going to happen. That's impossible. What a wild and crazy dream. And then my book came out about 2 months after that, and the book is very journalistic. You know, I'm not making anything up. In fact, it was fact-checked to death by a fact-checker who works for The New Yorker. So, and to this day, no one has ever found a fact in that book that is wrong. But the book, you know, also seemed to a lot of people more like science fiction than science fact. They just couldn't believe that we have had the technologies to do this for at least 40 years. And then The Martian came out a couple months after my book came out, and all of a sudden, copies of my book started selling like crazy. The whole thing with National Geographic took off. And they became very interested in making the documentary series. And I think it was all because that movie came out. So although the movie has a lot of inaccuracies in it, Hollywood has the ability to change the culture in an extremely powerful way. And it really even surprised me. Because all the skepticism that I had seen about, you know, private enterprise in space from people like SpaceX, who at that point had not ever re-landed a rocket successfully that had been launched, that was still a very young company, and a fledgling rocket company. For them to imagine that their sole mission was to get people to Mars and build a sustainable colony seemed absolutely fantastical to most people. And yet, when The Martian came out, despite its inaccuracies and despite its fantasy, I mean, there's pretty high level of fantasy, the main ship that they use to go from Earth to Mars with this giant rotating wheel that creates artificial gravity. Even though that's an old idea, the concept of building a spacecraft that large, which would have to be built in orbit, is still a little fantastical. And despite all the fantasy in The Martian, it convinced the general public that this was somehow real, that this concept of going to Mars was not as fantastical as they had thought before. So I'm very grateful to The Martians for...
Okay, Stephen, we have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue the discussion of your book, How We'll Live on Mars, which is now a Nat Geo series entering its second season. So watch for it on television. You are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're talking about a book called How We'll Live on Mars, written by Stephen Petranek, now made into a TV series on the National Geographic Channel about Mars. And what's different about this TV series is it's part science, that is, we have talking heads, real scientists talking about going to Mars, and we have professional actors portraying what it would be like to be an astronaut on Mars. We should point out that Stephen Petranek was a senior editor for science at Life magazine, an editor at Time magazine, The Washington Post, and currently the editor of Breakthrough Technology Alert. Well, you talked about Elon Musk, and he has plans to go to the moon with the BFR rocket, a new rocket that he's designing, which is really designed to go to Mars. Now, NASA, on the other hand, wants to build a lunar orbiter called the Gateway, and from there go to Mars. Now, Elon Musk seems to apparently want to just jump to Mars and bypass the moon. So, in your TV special, you have competition between the astronauts and miners. So here, do you see a competition between NASA and a billionaire who is literally building his own moon and Mars rocket, who may want to simply jump to Mars and bypass the moon? What are your thoughts about this rivalry?
Well, I think the rivalry is real, but it's also more cooperative in a very quiet way than people may imagine. For example, had NASA not offered SpaceX, which was an extremely young company at the time, the opportunity to build a resupply vessel, the Dragon spaceship that goes atop the Falcon rocket, had they not offered them that contract to resupply the International Space Station, I think their dreams of going to Mars would have been realized a number of years later than they will be. That Crew Dragon capsule that resupplies the International Space Station will probably next year, for the first time, carry astronauts on a United States rocket to the International Space Station. We've been reliant on the Russians for a number of years now to use their Soyuz ever since we canceled the space shuttle program. And we've had no way of getting... the United States has had no way of getting a human off the surface of the Earth. And that's about to change with SpaceX's Crew Dragon capsule. And that whole Crew Dragon capsule learning curve is very applicable to the rocket that SpaceX intends to build to get people to Mars. And it's a great stepping stone for them. The thing that's difficult to understand is why NASA would want to go to the moon anyway. They have built one of the largest, most powerful rockets in the world, the Space Launch System, and that system actually can be built into larger and larger stages, so it's even more powerful. They've got a rocket for the first time that can actually get humans to Mars. That could literally get humans to Mars tomorrow. They've got a capsule to go on top of it called the Orion, which is really kind of an Apollo on steroids that can hold 7 or 8 astronauts, would probably hold 6 going to Mars.
Stephen, we have to take yet another short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of the SLS booster rocket, the Falcon Heavy, and all the different rockets that are going to take us to the moon and beyond. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe your thoughts will be heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So, give us a call.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Nori from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest today is Stephen Petranek, former editor at Life Magazine, Time Magazine, Washington Post, Discover Magazine, and now editor of Breakthrough Technology Alert, author of a book, How We'll Live on Mars, which is now made into a TV series on the National Geographic Channel, entering its second season. Well, in your TV series, you mentioned the rivalry between two groups, one the official group of astronauts that landed on Mars, but a second group of miners, and there's a certain amount of friction between these two groups. Now, in reality, we seem to have two parallel routes to the go to Mars. On one hand, we have NASA with the giant SLS booster rocket, planning to build a moon station, an orbiter around the moon. And then we have Elon Musk saying, why bother with the moon? Let's just go to Mars with the BFR rocket. So what are your thoughts about, will there be a compromise? Is there going to be a single mission to Mars? Or will we have, like in your movie, two separate missions to Mars, one of them commercial?
Well, I think, first of all, I think eventually you're going to see five or six different companies and countries try to get to Mars. We should notice that the Russians have announced that they plan to land a human on Mars in the 2030s. The Chinese have announced that they plan to land a human on Mars in the 2040s. Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos' new rocket company, is building the new first stage booster engine for what has been known for many years as the Atlas V, which is one of the most successful launch rockets in history. It's had more than 50 flights without a failure in a row, but unfortunately it was using Russian rocket engines, which Elon Musk, as the CEO of SpaceX, was quick to point out to Congress when he was trying to get American commercial and military launches for the Falcon 9. So you have NASA saying now they really change their story almost every year. When I first came out with the book, Charlie Bolden, the head of NASA, sat down with me and pointed out that there was a line on one of the many, many thousands of pages of NASA websites that said, NASA has no plans for a manned mission to Mars. Then my book comes out, then The Martian comes out, and all of a sudden Charlie has appointed a manned mission to Mars director. I don't think he had any staff, but all of a sudden NASA had recognized they better start talking about going to Mars because it was in such in the zeitgeist, especially from the movie The Martian. And then all of a sudden they developed, there was this talk about going to the moon first, which doesn't really make any sense. If you go to the moon, and NASA's plan, as you say, is go to the moon, build this orbiting space station around the moon, maybe a station on the moon itself, and then build a rocket in orbit that would then go to Mars. So the moon would become kind of the gas station and the staging area for a mission to Mars. The moon is 250,000 miles away. Mars is 250 million miles away. Mars is 1,000 times farther away than the moon. Although launching from the moon with significantly less gravity than on Earth, although there's still a lot of gravity as far out as the moon, the Earth's gravitational field stretches quite far. Launching from the moon, it just adds to cost and complexity, and building a rocket in orbit around the moon is still something of a pipe dream. So when you look at NASA's plans carefully, what they say is they can take the Orion capsule, put it on the SLS launch system, send it to Mars in the late 2030s, and do kind of an Apollo 8 mission, loop around Mars, and come back to Earth. Well, I can almost guarantee you that SpaceX and its BFR rocket will land on Mars long before NASA goes and simply makes an orbit around Mars and comes back. The truth of the matter is that we no longer need governments to get into space. The cost of a space launch is coming down so quickly, it's really stunning. The typical Atlas V launch, you would have to pay $250 million to launch a telecommunications satellite into geosynchronous orbit from United Launch Alliance, which is a kind of a consortium between Boeing and Lockheed that operates the Atlas V system. $250 million. SpaceX comes along with Falcon 9 to put the same satellite into the same orbit for $60 million. Completely disruptive of the whole space launch system anywhere you look, including the Ariane 5 or any of the Russian rockets. Far, far less than anybody else ever chose. Now they can recover the first stage booster and have recovered several first stage boosters.
Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest is Stephen Petranek, author of the book, How We'll Live on Mars, now made into a Nat Geo TV series.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're talking about Mars. If you want to know more about Mars and Titan and Jupiter and what's beyond that among the stars, you may want to get a copy of my latest book called The Future of Humanity, which hit the New York Times bestseller list earlier this year. And it talks about how a physicist views space travel going out to the stars. One day, will we become a space-faring civilization? So with us today is Stephen Petranek, who has been an editor at Life Magazine, Time Magazine, The Washington Post, Discover Magazine, now an editor of Breakthrough Technology Alert, and author of the book, How We'll Live on Mars, now made into a TV series on the Nat Geo channel. Well, Stephen, in the last segment, let's talk about the far future. We have Elon Musk, who talks about maybe a million colonists living on a settlement on Mars, with each BFR rocket delivering hundreds, if not maybe 1,000 people to the red planet on each mission. He's talked about perhaps dropping hydrogen bombs on the polar ice caps to speed up the melting of the ice caps so that liquid water will once again flow freely on the surface of Mars. But of course, this borders on science fiction. So what are your thoughts? Because you've thought about the question of a permanent settlement on Mars, not just going there and coming back, but what would it be like to have a permanent settlement on Mars?
Well, first of all, let's talk about time frames and numbers, because what Musk proposes, I think, is not irrational. You need a lot of people on Mars using all the resources that are on Mars, and both the minerals and the elements that you find on Mars are almost identical to Earth. So whatever you can build on Earth, you can build on Mars. You're just using local resources. You're not going to bring very much stuff from Earth because it's just too expensive. But what Musk is talking about in numbers is I presume he will use to start sending cargo missions to Mars so that habitat and oxygen supplies and so forth will all be available when he sends the first humans to Mars. But I think in about 2020, he will start every 2 years, which is the launch window for Mars. Starting in 2020, probably do three successive missions, and land three huge cargo missions, probably using the Falcon Heavy rocket, but possibly an even larger rocket that's kind of a modification of the Falcon Heavy and that looks a little more like the BFR rocket that he'll be sending humans to Mars. And before 2030, I think it's highly likely that he will have actually sent humans to Mars. It will be a one-way trip. They will be setting up habitats and staying on Mars. In the 2030s, he intends to start building BFR rockets en masse, and that means dozens a year. In each rocket, you would have 80 to 100 people going to Mars. By 2050, he hopes to have 1,000 such BFR rockets, each carrying 80 to 100 people each trip, launching every 2 years. So by 2050, you could possibly have 1,000 rockets, 80 people in each rocket, that's using a conservative number, 80,000 people arriving on Mars every 2 years. It does not take long to build a civilization of 1 million people, if that's true. Now, even if we cut this by 75%, and there are 250 rockets carrying approximately 20,000 people to Mars every 2 years by 2050, you're going to have a very large outpost of humanity on Mars, which is what you're going to need to be able to survive on Mars. Because, again, everything you do on Mars, you have to build on Mars. You have to build an iron smelter. You have to build an aluminum smelter. You have to build fabrication plants. We'll be 3D printing lots of stuff, but you will have to find on the surface of Mars the materials like sulfur and silicone that will help you build plastics, that will be able to create a larger and larger living environment and infrastructure for humans. And all of this sounds like a little crazy and a little wild, but it's not. It's actually not. I mean, you have to start thinking of SpaceX in the same way that SpaceX has become a delivery system for thousands, for hundreds of satellites that are waiting to get into orbit. In warehouses around the world, we have satellites that countries want and people want to launch into space that have no ride. And because there just aren't enough rockets and there aren't enough launch windows. And Musk just keeps building more and more Falcon 9s and is starting to build the Falcon Heavy and is actually starting to build the Crew Dragon capsule that will carry astronauts to the International Space Station starting next year. It's become quite a large rocket factory. You've got Jeff Bezos, who also has similar plans to build rockets. You're going to have a lot of supply, and you have to start thinking of SpaceX as an airline. And this is really no stretch of the imagination compared to what happened with the airline industry in the 1930s. You just start building more and more of these rockets, and there's more and more demand for both for what they can do to get into Earth orbit, but also to get to Mars. And you can dramatically bring down the price because you'll have more and more people who want to go. Just try to imagine for a minute. There's 53 million refugees in the world right now. If only 2% of them actually wanted to go to Mars, that's 1 million people right there. That's a lot of demand.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. So, Stephen, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
My pleasure.
And once again, you may want to catch the TV series based on his book. His book is called How We'll Live on Mars, and it's now a TV special entering its second season by National Geographic Channel. And also, once again, Mr. Petranek was an editor at Life Magazine, Time Magazine, Washington Post, Discover Magazine, and now an editor of Breakthrough Technology Alert. And you have been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call and you can have your thoughts heard on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And perhaps your thoughts will be heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.